Blog Talk Radio.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
Oh, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven,
we need you to heal it.
There's a child crying out right now.
Oh, heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Oh, the land, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land, whoa.
We need you to heal it.
Ooh, America,
heal it.
And all of the nations,
heal it.
Politics, yeah,
heal it.
Family,
heal it.
Planet Earth,
heaven, we need you to heal it.
Hallelujah, heaven, we need you to heal it. Heal the land, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now for this time with you, God, because we can always call on you and get an answer. We thank you, Father. You said we have not because we ask not. And right now, Lord God, we asking you in the name of Jesus to heal our land, God. Father, heal our land. You said in your word, Lord God, that if we would turn from our wicked ways, ha kararaboshe. Father, you said that if we would turn from our wicked ways, God, you said that if we would turn from our wicked ways, God, you said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. God, you said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God, we ask you to heal our land in the name of Jesus. God, lead, guide, and direct your people so that our land can be healed, Father. So that we can see the promises of God. And the Spirit says, yes, Lord. Our Spirit says, yes, Lord. Heal the land. Heal our minds, God. For our mind is the land, God. Heal our thoughts, Lord God. For our thoughts is the land, God. In the name of Jesus. We receive it and we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. We say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. It's time to think ahead. So we want to welcome you to another broadcast, live at 5, with Pastor Teresa Dox of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We want to thank you for being faithful and always, always lining up with the kingdom of God. We want to thank you for calling in. We want to thank you for everything that you do to make this line possible. We want to thank you for joining in. If you are on the internet radio, you can always call. You can call area code 646-668-2780. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And when you get there, We want to encourage you to click follow. Please click follow so you'll be notified of all of our upcoming broadcasts. Our home office is area code 313-583-9739, where we have our ministerial staff waiting to pray with you, to intercede with you, to serve you. Amen. We have a conglomerate of resources where we can bring food or we can give you information. If you're hungry, you can pick up food boxes. We even have resources for homeless shelters. So we try to provide. And even if you need legal advice, amen, you know, sometimes we get in a little trouble, or maybe our relatives or maybe our friends. So if you need to get some legal advice or you need legal representation, we want to encourage you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Oh, yes. The kingdom of God is filled with all of the necessities that we need. God will put all the resources together, and when you come into the house, hallelujah, that you're able to be served with every single need that you need to be served with, whether it's food, whether it's shelter, whether it's your soul need to be revived, whether you need to be ministered to, even if you need to be counseled, amen, even if you need to just talk to somebody. Amen. You need clothes. We're putting it all together where you can be clothed physically, clothed spiritually. Amen. We're asking God to lead, guide, and direct us in our building where we're able to put everything together, where you can come in, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, and all of your needs will be served. Amen. We're not just spiritual. We live in this physical body, and our physical body has needs, amen? So we want to encourage you, go tell somebody, look out for us, because we're coming forth, and we want to be able to serve the people of God, and not just the people of God, those that don't know God. We want to represent so that we can show them an example of what God wants of his people, amen? Amen. I'm excited today. I'm truly excited. When I just think about the goodness of God, and I am not just saying this, my soul, you ever had your soul to cry out? Amen. Well, if you haven't, try it. It's almost like a purging. It's almost like a cleansing. Allow your spirit to cry out to God. When my soul cry out, I'm renewed. I am refreshed. And when I sing my song, hallelujah, there's victory that comes to the house. And we are the house, amen? We are the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God live on the inside and work his way on the outside. Amen. So we have to have something on the inside so that we're able to give out. Amen. To be replenished, to be renewed, and to be restored. Sometimes we give, give, give. But, you know, it's always a good time to sit back and receive. Amen. Learn to receive what God is doing. We thank you all for sowing so faithfully and enabling us to do what God have us doing. Amen. You can go to Giveify, www.givelify.com, and look for Kingdom Builders or Kingdom Daughters. Or you can look for Pastor Teresa or Elder Doc, and you can just sow as God put in your spirit. Sow as we grow. Amen. Together. I'm going to put on a segment of a song, and we'll be right back because we're going to be talking about spiritual boot camp, and we're going to talk about warfare, basic training, supernatural strategies for combat readiness, being ready. So when enemies sneak up on you, it's like, because guess what? Victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. All that static at this point, victory still belongs to Jesus. Amen. Because in the end of the book, it says, amen. Amen. My spirit agrees with heaven today. I want to encourage you to shake off everything that have tried to hold you strong, that have tried to bother you, that have tried to keep you hostage, you know, remind you of what has been or how things used to be, or you used to be like this, or you, I know you. I want you to shake that off right now. God wants you to shake it off. Amen. You know, we have an agenda plan, but God always have an agenda plan. I want to encourage someone today. I would like to encourage you to shake off all that bothering you or have bothered you. Make a decision to let everyone off the hook that have hurt you, because there's a spiritual cleansing that's taking its course. See, when you move in into another realm, when you're operating with tactical maneuvers, you know, strategy, you know, I was watching but Elder and my son was watching this movie, and it was some form of martial art. And it was, I didn't know that it was so many different forms of martial art. All I knew about was karate. And it was different techniques for different procedures, or whatever your purpose is, if you want to stop the enemy, or do you want to, I'm going to take it to the east side, or you want to straight up put him down. There were different procedures that you had to, maneuvers that you had to use. And one of the things that we have to have our mindset for is that we have to be proactive. because we never know when the enemy is going to sneak up on us. And this teaching is strategies for spiritual warfare. So we have to focus on the kingdom of Satan and his techniques and the things that he used. Oh, yes, you must know what the enemy is planning. Because some people say, well, I don't want to study about the devil. Well, I'll tell you what you don't know may hurt you. The plots and the schemes of the enemy, you can know every single one of them. You can, when a person get into a certain position based on karate moves and Elder know the lingo, but they get in certain positions. And that position represents what's going to follow. Amen? So when you begin to see certain things happen, hallelujah, then you kind of proactive because you understand what's going to happen next. Now, don't let me add in if you have spiritual discernment, because if you have spiritual discernment, you already knew before you got there, before the enemy even tried, that you already knew what you were going to walk into. See, God have already equipped us and prepared us. We just got to tap into those things that's already inside of us. And guess what? It's called kingdom living. See, the kingdom of Satan and the spiritual warfare, it's between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy. Amen. So in order for us to walk in kingdom living, we must know the strategies that the enemy has to take us out, because he's not playing. Why are we playing? You know, you go into a fight and you see this little small person and you are muscle bound and you in shape and you eat right and you think right and you got the word of God, and you see this little person, they don't eat right, they don't think right. They just, you know, you ever seen somebody start fighting, they just swinging. And they might just land that punch in the right place. And then if you're not prepared spiritually, if you're not prepared or proactive, it might just hit you in the right place at the right time, and he'll get the right results. So what we're talking about today, we want you to know the maneuvers of the enemy. Know what he's planning. It is important that we gain understanding kingdom that's presented in the world today. A good spiritual foundation is necessary in order to wage a successful warfare, in order to win. You know how you have a business plan in the business arena, amen? Well, we have a spiritual plan in the spiritual arena, okay? So now that we're believers, and we have a foundation of faith, amen. You need that, because if you don't have faith, you're going to be all scared. It's going to be fear and not faith, amen. You go into a fight and you are fearful, and you see this little person and you're still scared because you don't know what he might do. If you're tall and, as my father would say, all lanky, you're tall, he can maybe knock you down. You know, he said, bust your kneecaps. But I want to stay crucial that we know what the enemy has planned for us. So do you feel that you've been a victim of spiritual warfare? Do you actually know in what area of your life or ministry that you've been losing a battle? See, we don't think about that. Now, one of the things that I asked on last week, I asked everyone to answer these 10 questions. And I said to the Lord, I said, well, Lord, you know, I don't know if they're going to actually take the time and answer these questions, but I know that you're pointing to their spirits, and it's not for me, that it's for them, Lord, that they will get the answers to sort of like a quiz that we laid out on last week. And I said, now, Lord, now should I ask them these answers, or are you going to ask them? And then the Lord said, leave it to me. Leave it to me. So I pray right now that God convict your spirit and that you have all the answers to every single question, that you know it in a heart. You know the answer. What is a king? What is a kingdom? What is meant by the term of spiritual warfare? What is the reason behind this great spiritual conflict? See, understanding is what we have to have so that we can apply knowledge. What is the basic principle for understanding spiritual warfare? Those are just a few of the questions that I ask you to prepare in your spirit. And if you are going to be successful, choose not to do your homework. Well, if this was an academy of, the world's learning, of course you would have probably did your homework. Why? Because you paid for the class and you paid for the course, and you don't want to just pour your money down the drain. But because God's business has to be offered, happened to be offered to us free, amen, it's free to a degree, we don't do our homework. We're faithful, but we don't work at home with the Word of God. So, again, I'm talking about strategies. And in order to understand the strategy, that's why the Bible says study, study, study. We have to study so that we can rightfully divide the Word. And then when we divide in the Word, we don't need to look at notes. Why? Because it's in our spirit. We live with it. We walk with it. When we open up our mouth, it's inside of us. So these answers to these questions, it becomes foundational. And guess what it does? It helps our faith. Because the Bible says our faith is built by having heard the Word of God. So we're building on the foundation of faith. Studying gives us a good spiritual foundation. And it is crucial. It's crucially necessary in order to wage a successful warfare in order to win. Amen. You go out there and you're ready, and enemy is attacking you, and you want to go and grab a Bible because guess what? Because the Bible is on paper and is not in your heart. We say hide the Word in our heart. Why? Why do I need the Word hidden in my heart? Why? I need the Word hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. I'm telling you, when the Word is in your heart, when the enemy start acting up, it just come out. I mean, the words might not be properly said, but I bet you one thing, the enemy knows what points you're making. So I encourage you today, study. Get the Word in you. So whoever you're around, that when you open your mouth, it's like E.F. Hutton is speaking. Amen, which we know is much greater. But we have few words. But when we talk, everybody listens. You know how you're talking and you look over there and somebody else talking too? No, you won't have to encounter that. Because everyone want to hear what you got to say. But we're talking about a foundation that's within. A foundation. Not only are you supernaturally ready, but you can train others. You can train others. See, since spiritual warfare has many dimensions, we must war within to win without. So I'm going to talk about how do you feel that you've been victimized and you didn't win the battle. I want you to ask yourself that question. What part of your life that you were victimized and you just didn't know what to do? You know, you've been losing the same battle over and over. And it's in the spiritual realm, or it's in the emotional realm, or the physical realm, or the mental realm, or the financial realm. It could be a human personality. It could be your personality. We lose. It's important to identify these areas of defeat so that we can apply knowledge to gain in this teaching. And these are practical areas of life and ministry. Because when you're dealing with people, one thing that we have to learn in dealing with people, that we must learn to be patient. We must learn to listen. Because that person has made a decision to have the door open for God or Satan, or Satan is more prevalent and God is on his way out. Because he said, I can't dwell in an unclean temple. You know, it's like a man. You don't keep the house clean, guess what? Okay, dot, dot, dot. You know. And then the same with a woman. You know, certain things women like. So all I'm saying is, God, we took everything after him. He said, I'm not going to dwell in an unclean temple. So you're acting all kind of way. You're living all kind of way. And then on Sundays or on Wednesday, whatever day you choose through the week to study the word, then you got on the best. Or you're speaking the best, or you're talking the best, you're walking the best, you're looking the best. But God is saying, this is something that I need from you every day. So let's talk about, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to go on with the lesson. But I'm going to tell you something. This spiritual warfare, we have to have our house clean. We must. We must, because in order to get the victory, we have to defeat our past battles. And those battles become mental. So if you're thinking back to how this happened and how that happened, you know, you keep thinking about that. But you have to overcome it. And how do we overcome it? We forgive. We forgive. So this is a prophetic line, prophetically given to you as God speaks, that this course of our warfare will cause us to win the very next time we encounter that situation that we could not overcome, that we just didn't know what to do. See, a lot of times when a person don't know what to do, guess what they do? They're going to either get physically abusive, mentally abusive, psychologically abusive, financially abusive. They're going to abuse the areas. I'm going to say they, but I'm speaking of Satan because Satan works through people. And all of that is for control. So if we allow that to happen, hallelujah, then we are in this physical war and we're not tapped into the spiritual war. So in order to stay in this spiritual army, we have to think spiritually. See, all armies in the natural world have induction procedure, and I talked about that, special things that you have to do and that's required for you to not only to join the forces, but to remain in the forces. So many things you have to do. It's a requirement. If you can't do it, you out. Well, it's the same thing with the spiritual band. There's certain things that we have to do in order to stay in the spiritual army and win. Amen. And we have to have a foundation of faith. And we have to believe that we can win through Christ who strengthens us. Are you ready? Are you ready to be part of God's army? I want you to begin to forgive those that have hurt you. I want you to begin to forget every single thing that have abused you. I want you to know that enlisting in God's army, we have to have a mentality of repentance. We have to know that we're converted, and we have to know how important it is to understand what justification means. And then, what is it meant to be saved? It's easy to say, oh, I'm saved and on fire for God. We have to understand these things. Why? Because it's basic boot camp. These are the basic things. that we have to have on inside of us. We don't need someone to tell us, oh, that we need to repent. We're going to define repentance, and I'm going to show you how walking in repentance is a weapon. Amen. I want you to turn to Luke 5 and 32. Luke 5 and 32. And the Bible says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke 5 and 32. So guess what? God came that we might repent. Because if we are walking in our sin, we're fighting in our sin. Guess what happens? We're fighting in the natural. So we have to repent, turn. So in the previous teaching, I was talking about the invisible war in the spiritual world. But in this session, I want to talk about how to enlist in God's army, what's required. See, in the natural army, the natural army usually have a, their procedures, and it has to be followed. But in God's army, the first thing we have to do is repent. So I wanted you to repent right now. We're going to all repent. It's good for your mentality. It's good for you spiritually, physically, mentally. And, I mean, some people say, why should I repent? I didn't do anything wrong. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. We can ask someone to forgive us even when we don't think we did anything wrong. We might be doing it just for them. Amen. So we must repent of our allegiance to sin. And the wages of sin is death. And death is the last enemy that God's going to destroy. So what does that say? That means death is an enemy to God. And if the death is enemy to God, guess what? He operates in the kingdom of Satan. So how do we repent? We let it go. We turn. We give up our allegiance. We throw the towel in. We wave the white flag. Amen. Repentance is an inward decision. It's a change of mind, a change of heart, resulting in an outward action. Of turning from sin to God and righteousness. Okay, I'm so glad you want to find it in the Bible. Acts 20 and 21. Acts 20 and 21, it calls it repentance toward God. So by the act of repenting, you're turning away from your sin. And you're leaving the kingdom of Satan. So if we have anything that we need to repent for, we're in the wrong kingdom. Repentance is a personal decision. And when you repent, you're changing your allegiance. Amen. Remember our previous president, he wanted loyalty. He wanted people that were loyal to him, whether they agree with him or not. Just I know you're loyal. For God is asking us to be loyal and have our allegiance to him. You know, you hear them say, I pledge an allegiance to the flag. What? Pledge your allegiance to the kingdom of God. Pledge your allegiance to the kingdom of God. So this change of mind and turning from sin cannot be done in yourself. You thought you could just do it right. It is the power which actually bring the change in the mind. Amen. It's the power of God that actually brings a change of heart. It's the power of God that actually changed the life of a sinner. See, I like to substantiate everything that I say with a scripture. If I can't find a scripture, I try not to say it. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 11 and 18. 11 and 18. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Listen. It was then God also came to the Gentiles and granted repentance unto them. God came to the black people. God came to the white man, the red man. God came to the Gentiles outside of the Jews. God came and said, look, I grant repentance unto you, unto your life. We didn't leave anybody out. Repentance is a gift of God. You didn't know that, did you? See, we just take for granted and think, you know, I would just repent. It's a gift. It is a gift of God. Okay, Acts 5 and 31. I want you to get the foundation of faith, the foundation of your weaponry, what is necessary, because we can't go into the heavenly realm and we got sin hanging in our life. We got unrepentance hanging on our doorpost. We got to be fortified. You know, when you get mad, you can just go on and get mad spiritually and crush every demon that want to come in your house. And guess what? They'll see you and skip over you. Not only that, them demons will recognize you and won't even take your money. Amen? Don't want you to touch them. Hallelujah. Listen what the Bible says in Acts 5 and 31. Him, referring to Jesus, Jesus has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for to give repentance. When somebody gives you something, what is that? That's a gift of God. Take that gift and utilize it. So although emotions may be involved in repentance, maybe we don't want to let the person off the hook. Maybe we just want to be mad. Maybe we just want to hide the truth. You know, the true repentance is a decision. It's not just an emotion. Sorrow, you have to be sorry for your sin. You have to sometimes shed tears. It may not even be enough in itself. But this must be accomplished by an inward decision that result in an outward change. So this person keep acting crazy, don't hold it against them. You think about you can't do warfare because you're not going to be walking in your repentance. So make a decision to let them off the hook. Make a decision. You made a decision to go get a car. You didn't stop until you got it. Repentance is important. Why is it important? I'm going to give you some points that, so you can understand why repentance is crucial. Well, first of all, God commanded it. He commanded us to repent and turn from our wicked ways. And I was saying that in the beginning. The Bible says in Acts 17 and 30, but God now commanded all men everywhere to repent. God commands it. Acts 17 and 30. So it's necessary to avoid spiritual death. Listen to that. Repentance is necessary to avoid spiritual death. See, sometimes we could be spiritually dead, but we're walking around here in our bodies, but our spirit is dead. Amen. Here go another scripture. Follow the yellow brick road. Here we go. Luke 13:3. And the Bible says, but except, and I believe I may be reading a B clause of it, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Spiritual death. So we're wondering, why do I can't just shake this demon? Why I can't just get it together? Why? Because repentance is needed. Don't talk about it. Be about it. It is necessary for eternal life. Another point. We all want eternal life, right? And we all say we're going to have eternal life. But it's through repentance. The penalty of death is removed. And eternal life is granted. It's only through repentance. Let me say that again. It's through repentance that the penalty of death is removed and eternal life is granted. You're not going to get to heaven anyhow. Nope, sorry. In Acts 11:18, these scriptures are so good. I'm telling you, I just love it. And it does the body good. Acts 11:18. And the Bible says, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life? They was like, even they going to get to repent? Because why did they say that? Because they understood that repentance, if they did repent, that they were going to be under the penalty of death. It wouldn't be removed. And eternal life was not an option. So that question was asked. Why is repentance important? It's necessary for forgiveness. God commanded. It's necessary to avoid spiritual death. It's necessary for eternal life. It's necessary for forgiveness. See, God cannot forgive your sins unless you repent. I hope you're getting it. I'm feeding myself as I talk to you. Let me tell you what the Bible says in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of, for ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So do you think that you can have the gift of the Holy Ghost and you don't repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye may receive? A, B, C. And ye may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repentance. Basic foundation for boot camp. It is God's desire for all of us. Nobody's exempt. God does not want, he does not want anyone, any one of us to experience spiritual death. See, the spiritual death of eternal separation from God is hell. I'm going to say it again because that kind of shook my spirit. Spiritual death of eternal separation from God is hell. Lord have mercy. The Bible said that God do not want anyone to perish. So God is long-suffering to us. 2 Peter 3:9. God is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to, hear that word again, repentance. We just can't skip over it. It's the reason Jesus came into the world. See, he came not to the righteous, so he didn't come for you if you are righteous. We're the righteousness of God, but guess what? It is because of Christ Jesus. It's important that we know who we are. But it's also important to understand that he didn't come when you get so righteous, okay? Came not to the call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. It is necessary. Why is it necessary? Repentance is necessary in order for us to enter. Enter where? God's kingdom. I love it. Because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you grounded when you make a mistake. Because you understand that you can't go any further with that foolishness. It's necessary in order to enter God's kingdom. Our former president wanted to build a wall. There's a wall there if you can't repent because you can't go beyond the wall. Amen. Listen what it says in Matthew 17. I love teaching. I love teaching because I'm teaching myself as I'm regurgitating my notes and I'm regurgitating God's voice. The Bible says Matthew 4 and 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So when you become part of the kingdom of God, guess what's happening? You're enlisting in God's army. And it starts with repenting. That's how you enlist. See, when you get into the natural army, you become owned by the government. You're government property. Amen? Now you're kingdom property. I am so excited because I know that after you go through the stage of repenting, this is the good part. You get conversion. Hallelujah. When you ask for forgiveness of sin, you experience conversion. And conversion, it means to turn. Hallelujah. Conversion. When it is not used in connection with biblical repentance, it means to turn away from wrong, to go the right way, not the wrong way. Beyonce said, I think she said, did she say to the left? Or did she say to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left? I don't know, but I can get it. I can check it out because Google knows everything. But I want to encourage you. You leave the kingdom of Satan and you join the kingdom of God by following God's enlisting order. He's already gave us a list. And that's what we're going over in this spiritual boot camp. We are in the foundation of building up your faith so that you can understand how important repenting is. You know, it sounds elementary, but that's why we miss it. You know, you might have missed class the day they was teaching the vows. And if you miss learning your vows, you're not going to be able to read that sentence. And if you can't read the sentence, you can't read the book. And if you can't read the book, you can't pass the class and be baptized. Oof. I don't know. You know, I like to laugh, and I just heard in my spirit, ain't it good to you? And then it's a ha-ha-ha kind of sound. Ain't it good to you? It's good to me. It's good to me. One of my favorite meals is collard greens, candy yams with some onions and vinegar and some baked chicken and hot sauce and maybe some tea. It's not real, real sweet. That's one of my favorites. I'm simple. Better than that. Because that's for my physical needs. But when my spirit is fed, I don't need natural food. Because I've been on this all-time high. Hallelujah. And Elder be looking at me like, you going to cook? I'm full. But glory to God, I don't want to miss heaven. So I have to do my wifely duties. Sometimes he ain't fasting with me. Glory, 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 glory to God. I am so excited that we can go through the process of understanding when you do something that you need to turn from. Don't hesitate. Don't argue and fight over things that really don't matter. Let them win. And I'm going to say this about my son. And I'm glad they have developed this because it helps me be a better mother. So they got with my granddaughters and my grandson, and they got with them, and they made a pact that grandma's always right. Just let her be right. And I didn't know that they had came up with this thing, right? So I'm realizing if I say something, they'd be like, okay. Everybody like, okay. And I'm like, wait. And then I heard them talking. My oldest granddaughter is 16, just got her driver's license. And I hear them talking and saying, well, you're not going to win, so you might as well just let grandma be right. And then just do what you want to do. That's what I hear her saying. But what I'm saying to you is let God be God. Let him be right so we can win. Repent. Think about whatever you need to repent from. Any past pain. Hallelujah. Anything that have caused you to feel restless at night, to feel anxiety, to feel fear. The devil is a liar. He has no authority over you. He has no authority over your mind. He has no authority over your actions, your deeds, your destiny. And you have to serve him notice. And you have to take charge. Just take charge. Take charge. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye, hallelujah, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. I am truly excited about this teaching. And I pray that God will take you and hold you in his arms and just do a download, just a spiritual download and strengthen you. Amen. I'm going to give you one of my testimonies before I end the line, and I want to ask Elder to get ready because I do want to ask him to have word if he is... Amen. I believe he is with us. Amen. Glory to God. I want to share something, doing some things with, I was ministering to someone, and I saw spiritual activation, I'll call it. Demons just start activating. They start, you know, raising up, you know, demons want to make you afraid of them because they live off of fear. Amen. They live off of fear. And if you're not careful, you get afraid because you get to thinking they might hit me. They might do this. They might do whatever. But demons realize that you that messed around and found out who you are. Listen, they'll flee. So the demons start activating a little bit. You know, I'm kind of laid back because I want to see what you made of and what you got and what you're going to do. Because guess what? I felt like he didn't see those giant angels with swords of fire on the side of me. And I knew they were there waiting. Oh, glory to God. And so the demons started doing their little thing and, you know, showing out, acting up like a bad little child. Rose up in me called the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit took completely over. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, God has no respecter of person. If we follow the map, he'll use whoever you want to use. It's not that you all that. It's just that you open for him to use you. And when I began to open my mouth and allow the Holy Spirit to take over, I told that demon, I'm sick of you. I bind and rebuke every spirit that would attempt to disturb and distort the development of the person that he was living in. In the name of Jesus, I commanded him to go. Listen, I said, I break every curse of schizophrenia, every double-minded spirit. I rebuked the spirit. I went, y'all. So we have to study the word. And before I knew it, I mean, I was, you know, I said, I'm going to command this demon to go, these demons to go. So I went and I laid my hand on the person's, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, right there on the chest. I laid my hands on the chest of the, I want to say patient, hallelujah. I laid my hands on the chest. Them demons start taking off. Do you hear me? It wasn't me. So I was by myself. I didn't even have my physical backup with me. But you really don't know how much God delivered that person. All I knew was the demons took flight. But I didn't know that the person was telling me later that they couldn't even breathe, that the demon was sitting up on their chest and they couldn't even breathe. But when they got the deliverance, next thing I know, I just heard him say, oh. I say, what? Is he asleep? Hallelujah. But when he woke up, he gave his testimony. We walk by faith. And it's the faith. Anything. I dare you to use your faith as a weapon. I dare you. Come up in there with your faith. Man, you coming with something. You may not have no money, but you got a whole bunch of faith. It's better than finance. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you once again for just tuning in and being faithful. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you were blessed. Now, what we do have is we have warfare prayers that we have I had typed up for me. And with scriptures. So if you would like a copy of these warfare prayers after you walk in repentance, amen, hallelujah, that it become a lifestyle for you, we want to make it available for you. So if you'd be so kind to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739 and just leave your email address. We'll be happy to email it to you. Amen, amen. So you can do these warfare prayers. You can get them in your spirit because there's nothing too hard for God. Is there anything too hard for God? Okay, praise the Lord. It is now 6:00, and I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to say this in closing. God know your name. He know everything about you. So go on to talk to him to lead, guide, and direct you. I want to say God bless everyone. And on next week, we're going to tap right back in. But in the meantime, and in between time, look at your notes and study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of God. Amen, amen. Thank you. We're going to close out with this song, Spend the Quiet Time with God, so that we may grow and become more like Him. There's nothing like it.
Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. My heart becomes free, my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
So Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
One more time, say, Holy Spirit, you're worthy.